You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Viene spallato via, Oba, acrobazia, vieni gol! A gol! A gol! A gol! A gol!
Lomu! Oh! Oh! The America's Cup is now New Zealand's Cup!
Eccolo il cross di destra di gol!
My favourite sport is rugby. Love watching the All Blacks play.
Who cares? Tiddlywinks Championships is played over...
All over New Zealand, people are at their transistor radios cheering.
And I suppose you don't get to this level if you can't handle those kind of situations.
We're going to fall an underarm. We haven't believed it. New Zealand!
Ugh, there are a lot of sports. So many sports.
I don't know about you, but I do get fired up when I hear all those sound bites.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting. Maybe
sports,
you can do it again after this World Cup. There might be some new ones.
Oh, the Soccer World Cup that's on right now.
Yes.
Is that what you're talking about?
Whoa.
Yeah, I think that.
Football. It's football. Don't want
to. Yeah, I didn't say soccer.
Last time. What? No, but we said soccer the other day and we got actually got a broadcasting complaint.
Did you?
Yeah. Sorry, I didn't tell you, John, because I don't like to clutter your brain up with these kinds of things.
You ruffle my feathers.
I take care of that stuff on the back end. I'm like the bumper.
Yeah,
for the drive team.
Well, what you're saying is you get all the complaints,
but
I'm squeaky clean.
That's right.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, so we're going to call it.
It's all for you, Damien.
From now on, I'm sorry.
Go the soccer.
Yeah.
Open up with some soccer. Hey, go England. Yeah. All right. Come on.
Are
England.
You happy? Did you celebrate this
I'm happy
morning?
That they're happy. I mean, fuck, they do happy they're, pretty well, don't they? But they do miserable real good as well.
So yeah,
they deserve
they
it.
They kind of lost
their
shit.
They're so desperate.
Not a football team.
They're so desperate for it. I just want them to succeed.
That doesn't mean you deserve anything. Yeah, that just means you're a bit annoying.
I think that was like since 1966 or something that they haven't actually had a good
That's
result.
That's a long time.
Yeah.
They do love it. They love the game.
Oh, they do.
They love football.
They've got the English Premier League.
They've got all their fight clubs that they formed around the football. They love that crap.
Oh, yeah. Soccer hooligans.
Yeah, that's...
Not soccer. We said football.
Oh, sorry, football.
There's a whole... Are you trying to get a smack from all the soccer hooligans out there? there's kind of a whole Fast and Furious movie film chain behind a hooliganism as well. It's really weird. You can watch some pretty naff movies about it if you want. If you felt like doing that, you can do that.
Okay.
I think I'd rather listen to some Happy Mondays when everyone forgot about their hooligan days and embraced
I reckon it. That was probably going on as well at the same time.
Yes.
All right, anyway, Lisa, don't let us get in the way.
What's all right. I don't really know what to start with now. I feel like I started with football, so I have to keep going with football. Okay,
yeah.
All right. So...
It's the most biggest thing happening right now.
Yeah, it is. It definitely deserves the coverage.
Yeah, go on.
Just before we played the jingle thing, we were talking about animals. Because that's like, it's been asked of me to look into
animals.
Prediction animals.
Yeah, so I do remember an octopus, a prediction octopus.
Yeah, so a little background story.
Yeah.
That was actually Paul the octopus.
Pearl.
Paul.
Okay.
The octopus. I don't actually know the nationality
for
some reason. Yeah, I don't know why. It's pretty cute. Anyway, that was okay, so Paul rightfully predicted all the games of the 2010 FIFA World Cup, so Football World Cup.
Okay, I was going to have a go at Paul, but turns out Paul's pretty
good. Nah, Paul was actually really amazing. He kind of started the whole movement of... oracle animals, kind of.
Man, Google's Paul t-shirts immediately.
I'm sure that's a thing.
Can
like
you get a Paul
thing,
the Octopus t-shirt?
We'll get right on that, John.
eBay, thank you.
But yeah, he was operating from like 2008 and I think 2012
operating?
Or something.
He was operating.
Yeah. It's dead now. It's pretty sad. But when it was still alive.
R.I.P. Paul.
Oh, man. Now I want a R.I.P. Paul t-shirt.
Yeah.
I guess Paul the Octopus made a lot of money for a few people.
Yeah. I don't know why. They just kept it alive because it was so good at it. He has an overall success rate of 85%, which I think is pretty good. Did you find any t-shirts?
I found heaps of octopus shirts, but I think it's just a company called Paul that sells...
What?
Look, don't worry about it. It's not.
That's
it's not
disappointing.
The time,
that's disappointing. Anyway, Paul was a big star. I remember when I was watching the 2010, and he was all over the news because he was so good.
Good how they're involving wild animals into the sports, you know.
Are octopus wild? I don't know.
Probably not. At that point, it was probably in like a
exotic,
container.
I don't know if you could ever domesticate an octopus, to be honest.
Probably
Where
not.
Do you put the leash?
They're really slippery.
Yeah. I don't know. neck. You have to be really tight, probably. So anyway, ever since that, there's been quite a few animals that have decided that, well, their owners obviously have decided that they were going to be really good at predicting games. But a lot of them have failed somehow. Yeah. No one can match Paul's quality. So I'm just rumbling right now.
No, it's great. That's so true, though. The facts don't lie.
Paul, yeah, number
big
one.
Fan. Number one, Paul, forever.
Number one.
So for this specific World Cup, there has been a few animals. I know that you want to talk about the tiger.
There's a tiger. There is a tiger, and they put like massive cakes in, and they put flags of the countries of the football teams that are facing each other, and then the tiger goes and has its snack on the winning one. Kind of thing.
Well, what's the success rate? I haven't looked at the tiger. I don't know what the success rate of the tiger is.
It sounds like Big Hungry's just fallen victim to the marketing team for the tiger, because yes, they're cute and they're big and they're wonderful.
Do you reckon maybe whoever,
but I think there might be a few more grunty animals selecting winners.
Do you think maybe whoever's taking care of the dolphin for the last 50 years has moved on and started taking care of the tiger?
More endangered.
People love dolphins, man.
So there's been a couple of cats. They've done a pretty average job. There's Datu the cat, who predicted that Iceland was going to be the overall winner, so obviously not going to happen. Sorry. And then there was Zella the elephant, who picked Senegal as the overall winner as well, so not going to happen either. But
look at the elephant.
I know, but
look at the chain around its foot.
I know that's pretty bad. I don't know. I don't think they had chains, but
probably
they might have.
Though. Probably. Well, how could they have that whole thing and not be like a whipped elephant at some point?
There must be. Well, Nelly, the other elephant, has been really good. Nelly has been really good with a prediction of 30 out of 33 results for all the FIFA World Cups between 2006 and 2016.
Oh, where
That's
is
actually
this elephant?
Really good.
Okay, shit.
Can you believe that? 30 out of 33.
That is
much better
amazing.
Than me.
That's pretty good. Yeah.
Really good. And then we had a lot of
still
hope.
Still alive?
I don't know. Maybe if it stopped in 2016, it's actually not alive anymore.
Let's check it out.
R.I.P. I don't know.
R.I.P. Nelly.
We had high hopes for Mystic Marcus the Pig.
Is this ending in an R.I.P.? I don't know how much of this I can handle, Lisa.
I haven't checked the life status of these animals. They might be dead. They might be alive. The current ones are probably still alive. Although there is an octopus in Japan that was used to predict a game.
They
and
last
then,
a long time.
It predicted one game and then it got chopped and killed and eaten.
Oh, okay.
So
I don't know its name.
That octopus.
Don't tell me its name, please.
R.I.P.
that octopus.
But like Mystic Marcus, that's a great name for a pig.
Pretty good.
It rightfully guessed Brexit and Trump as president. So we're like,
how did it have the options? Was it just... Just scribe it in the sand while it was sleeping or something.
It was on the internet at the time.
Yeah, I haven't pushed my research that far. Come on.
So many questions. Opposable
so many
thumbs.
Questions.
What's going on?
But anyway, Mystic Marcus failed to give a good prediction for this. So, you know, boo.
Cute little bloody pig
there. Yeah,
though.
I know. So if you were going to bet... Please don't actually follow animals.
Yeah, they're probably just petrified. They're probably out there just going, okay, is this what I'm doing today? Okay, sweet. Can I please go back to wherever I was before this?
probably. Yeah. It's cute to look at, but just don't listen to them. Maybe listen to me. Actually, don't listen to me because I'm just making weird predictions. But I have predictions.
People are predicting England to win this World Cup, so...
Oh,
what are your
that's
predictions, Lisa?
Optimistic, I believe.
Lisa is French,
Sorry.
So just before she says anything about England, she has to come out and say
that
she's French.
I have to say that I wrongfully predicted some round of 16 games.
Okay.
So also don't listen to me, but I'm just going to keep giving predictions because, you know,
that's what
why,
about.
Not? Why not? Yeah. Why not? So wait, where did I take these notes? Oh, yeah. So new ones. There you go. So for those quarterfinals, you've got France against Uruguay. So obviously, I'm
Uruguay.
French.
Uruguay, all the weed over there. So I'm kind of going for them. But I don't
think that's enough for them to win. they're actually a really good team, and they've done really well in the pool games, and they beat Portugal quite well. So I'm a little bit scared, I have to say.
Okay.
So, but I believe that we can do it. So I'm still going to say France, but please take that with a grain of salt, because hey, you never know.
Yeah.
Obviously, Croatia is going to beat Russia because the fairy tale has to end at some point.
Oh, I mean,
well, come on, you can't beat all the big nations and, you know, get away with it.
I came for a little bit of like performance poisoning. You know, like someone just gets a sore, the whole team gets a sore tummy, can't play. They
also a few sort of Mighty Ducks moments.
Or maybe some kind of a bit of a montage sort of a la Rocky where they go to the fight that guy in the snow and he's getting like juiced up and then they cross the Rocky and he's like lifting like big stones and shit. He's doing it like the analog way and the other guy's something up, you know.
Yeah, I think we can hope for that, but I don't think that's going to happen somehow.
The soccer team comes out, they just
I mean, you never know. That is possible. But yeah, I think they're just gonna lose. They
Somebody's
have to lose
put money on
point.
Russia. Shit.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's optimistic, but why not? The odds must be actually pretty good. So go for it. Hopefully, you earn a lot of money that night. Yeah. And then
give it to BFM like that. KXP lead.
Yeah, buy heaps of B cards.
Yeah, thanks.
Multiple ones for everyone. Otherwise, yeah, I'd like to say that I'm 100% certain that England is going to beat Sweden because it looks very accessible, but
okay,
you never know.
I don't know enough about Sweden.
They're kind of like, I don't know, they're not bad, but they've never been like a big nation of football.
Okay.
Really? So it's already quite good for them to have reached the quarterfinals.
Yeah, so that's good enough for them, and they're not like as into it as England. Is that where you're getting it? Any Swedes are welcome to get in touch. 309-387.
No, I mean they're probably still very much into it.
Yeah, but are they
they're
screaming,
just like,
let's go?
Probably not. They probably don't have the same history. So okay, I get it. England has to win. Fair enough. And then the last one, it's between Brazil and Belgium, and I'm actually really torn on this one. I really want...
I've been to Belgium. Does that mean I support them?
Yeah.
Okay.
I personally root for Belgium because, well, we share
the beer,
a border.
The beer and the food is fantastic.
Yeah, they have great food.
Although
they also
Brazil's
have a really great sense of humour, so I really want them to win. Mm-hmm. But that's obviously not enough.
Right.
But yeah, I feel like there's actually a possibility.
Man.
Yeah. I'm thinking like maybe like penalty shootouts at the end, like some really dramatic things going on. And just on that note, I want to say that you should be happy that England is finally broken free from the curse of the penalty shootouts.
I'm glad that happened at a time when I was fast asleep. So, you know what I mean? That kind of stuff. It's just too tense. What was it like 6 a.m.?
No, it was like 8 a.m. this morning.
I think I would have just gotten up.
It's all right. It's okay. They just had like a very long history of not being able to perform well during penalty shootouts. When I say really long time, it's like 22 years of every time losing.
Off with his head.
Yeah,
off
so I think everyone in England was actually really scared.
Going
and
mental.
Yeah, and it's really great that they finally broke the curse and made it.
Well,
good on them.
All right, well, go well, England.
Yeah.
We've just done a massive soccer special, haven't we? That's
yeah,
what we've done.
I know,
that's what
I know.
We've just done.
It's going to get better.
We've done that. No, but I think, you know, give it its dues. The World Cup's sucking me in. Hey, it is. I don't have the expensive TV to watch it. I have to get my news from these chance meetings that I have with you, Lisa, once a week.
Yeah, I actually try to stream it today on the BFM computers. And it was a terrible experience. I don't recommend anyone to do that. So just get good Wi-Fi connection, please, before you do that.
All right, we shall...
There's a lot of sports.
Yeah, I think that's me.
Yeah, that's one of them.
We'll see you next Wednesday.
Yeah, it is Wednesday.
Thanks, Lisa.
No worries.
Sigue Manuel al centro, sabe, sí, no. El balón le cae a Toeto, intenta controlarlo dentro del área. La pelota para Leo Messi. Vamos, Leo. La juega en corto. El disparo de Andrés.
Kick it, don't fucking pass it. So many sports.
Gol de Andrés. El dios del fútbol acaba de bajar a Stamford.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.